Side 2. Suppose Corday doesn't confess? Sandman asked.
Make him, Witherspoon said forcefully.
And if he's innocent? Sandman asked.
Witherspoon looked appalled. How can he be? He's been found guilty.
Of course he has, Sandman said. He took the letter. His lordship mentioned an emolument. He hated talking of money, it was so ungentlemanly, but so was his poverty.
Indeed he did, Witherspoon said. I shall send you a draft for 15 guineas.
Sandman hesitated. He had the reputation of being a brave man, but that reputation had been earned in battle, and what he did now took all his courage. I wonder, Mr. Witherspoon, he said, whether I might persuade you to cash. Witherspoon and the clerk stared at Sandman as though he had just dropped his breeches.
Cash?
Witherspoon asked in a small voice. Sandman knew he was blushing. You want the matter resolved swiftly, he said, and there could be contingencies that will require expenditure. His voice tailed away.
Prendergast?
Witherspoon looked at Sandman even as he spoke to the clerk.
Pray go to Mr. Hodges' office, present him with my compliments, and ask him to advance us 15 guineas.
He paused, still looking at Sandman.
In cash.
Sandman left the Home Office, his pockets heavy with gold. Damn poverty, he thought. But the rent was due at the Wheatsheaf, and it had been 3 days since he had eaten a proper meal. But Sandman was not a man to shirk duty, so he would forego the meal, for there was a confession to obtain, and Sandman went to fetch it.